from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Lily Lewis is a New Orleans-based songwriter, composer, and self-described diva. She is a great storyteller and approaches her contemporary sound through the lens of her classical voice and piano training. Here is Lily Lewis from WUWF's Studio A.
Water flows where I go, same above as here below. Ordered steps, disordered flow. Drink this water, child. Poured from cloudy skies of old, milky pearled and shimmering gold, all becoming still untold. Be this water, child. Well, I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road. So I asked him, "Where are you going?" This he told me. Said, "I'm going down to Yaska's farm. Gonna join in the rocking soul band. Got to get back to the land and get my soul free. Beside you, I am trying to lose the small wrong, and I feel myself caught in something turning. And well, maybe it's the time of year, or maybe it's the time of man, and I don't know who I am, but life's falling. We are stardust, we are good.
Very good. Thank you. That's a good opener, man. I like that. That's
awesome.
Yeah. We are talking to Lily Lewis on Acoustic Interlude. She is kind enough to come and hang out with us for a while and do some music. Thank you.
For sure.
So you're from New Orleans, right down the road.
Well, I can't say I'm from there, even though they told me I could claim it as my own. I'm from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Actually. Well, you know, that's not a bad town either.
It's
you know?
Not a bad town, but I will admit that I never really felt like I belonged to a place until I landed in New Orleans.
Yeah, it kind of has that effect, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And I think that I think the city just sort of adopts you. You know, if it finds that you're in the tribe, you know.
Exactly.
So,
well, it's funny you said that. It's like, you know, they gave you permission to claim New Orleans, you know.
Right.
They do that. They kind of, you know, like take you in. You
right.
Know?
And, you know, some people, they're like, no, you're not from here. But I feel, you know, just sort of honored to have received that, you know, deep water information that comes from really spending time there and spending time with the musicians there in particular.
Oh, yeah. Man, there are so many great people there.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in New Orleans?
I've been in Louisiana since 2009, and New Orleans been about 9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what were you doing before that, back home in Athens?
Oh, no. I left Athens a long time ago. I've been traveling around and living around the country, spent some time in New England, some time out in Colorado in the woods.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then
Colorado's beautiful too.
Super beautiful. We lived out in the wilderness, like about 13 miles from the Wyoming border, tucked in the Rockies, about an hour from Fort Collins.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly where that is. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a pretty, pretty impactful experience. And when we moved back down south, my wife is actually from Hammond, Louisiana, which is about an hour north of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, the bluest, the bluest parish, in the state outside of Orleans Parish, but that don't make it blue. so we were there for several years and we formed a band there. And then, we moved to New Orleans a little bit by accident. She was in a grad program and got an assistantship teaching, and just we couldn't commute anymore. And I didn't think I wanted to move back to a city after having spent all that time in the woods.
I bet.
But it was kind of like maybe within weeks of setting foot on those soils, you know, it was, oh, okay, this is the home I've been looking for my whole life.
Yeah, so. Kind of grabbed you.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, right before you went on, we're talking a little bit about originals and cover tunes. And do you do mainly original music? Or
I do. I do, but I'll tell you that once again, this is a New Orleans influence. It's like you start to receive the musical information just a little bit differently. And also you start to relate to your audiences differently. So every other place I've lived, you know, if you're a singer songwriter and you go to sing your songs, you tend to think it's all about you.
You know? Right, yeah.
Watch me be so precious, you know?
Yeah.
But there you see this really sacred tradition of how folks actually take care of their audiences.
Yep.
And so I found myself singing songs that build a bridge between the music that I write and music that might be a point of reference for others. And so, you know, I'll have my own versions of blues tunes or my own,
sure.
And I, you know, anything that resonates with me is fair game. But generally speaking, the covers that I've done in the past have not been covers that anyone particularly knew. But of late, I mainly use other people's music to sort of create a conversation through time.
Yeah.
You know, with a pretty pointed intention.
Well, you know, that's what music is all about to a great extent, especially music that, you know, has been handed down or there's a tradition behind it. It's like every new artist puts a different twist and different spin on it, and
right.
then they make it their own.
Right. Right. Yeah. And, you know, but there are also traditionalists who specifically go about doing the opposite.
Note for note.
Yeah. And that's also its own sacred tradition.
Sure.
You know, I think just the way the vibrations sort of interact with the brain and the brainstem, you know, it's just fundamentally healing no matter how you go at it, you know.
Yeah.
So I know that what I like about the singer-songwriter tradition is that so often I run across so many of us who really can only do what we can do. And I think there's something unapologetic about that you have to grow into.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people have that process where they spend a bit of their time trying to figure out how to do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, it's like, oh, I really can only be myself, you know? And I think that that's useful information for anybody.
You know? It's funny because, you know, it takes a long time for some performers to figure that out.
Mm.
And it seems like others, they get it right away.
Yeah. Some performers have no choice from the beginning.
I'm going to be me if you don't like it, you know, sorry.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
We're speaking with Lily Lewis on Acoustic Interlude from our Studio A. How about a couple of more tunes?
All right. Oh, let's
your choice.
Question for you. What would you do if you really mattered? How would you spend your days? How would you know who to walk away from? Who would you care for? What would you dare to lose? How would you choose your path? Use your last breath. What would you do if you really mattered? I see your open heart. It reminds me that Just speaking to those who are still trying to find who they are. I think I'm going to go ahead and sing a song that it's one of the most simple tunes I think I've ever written. And I'm really thankful for that. It's a simple little prayer of good wishes. And this is called My American Heart. Want your baby to be born healthy. Want your son to make it home from the war, fully able to rejoin his people. My American heart. Want your job to help you feed your family. Hopes that let you build a home that houses generations of joy. My American heart. Knows you're more than just an able body. Hopes if your able body ever falters, your wellness won't have much in the way. I hope your children and grandchildren become curious and kind. But above all, I wish them safety from without and within. My American heart. Wish you safety for my own family too. Don't wanna have to keep them safe from you, but nevertheless, here we are. We're in a difficult conversation, one that just might go on for years. But in this difficult conversation, want you to know I can hear you. Oh, I can see you say no. I still pray for you, yeah, with my American heart. Ooh, yeah. We're in a difficult conversation, one that just might go on. Want you to know I can hear you. No, I can see you say no. I still pray for you, yeah, with my American
That was nice. I like that. My American heart.
That's how it goes.
Lily Lewis on Acoustic Interlude from our Studio A. Thanks a million. I really appreciate you coming out.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, John.
Now, how can we follow you? I assume you've got all the social media going, right?
I've got the socials. On the socials, I'm known as the folk rock diva. So,
I saw that.
You know, I call it folk because I like to sing songs for the people, and it's rock because sometimes I do get loud about it. And the diva part, you know, explains itself on certain days.
Yeah.
And I mainly did that because nobody can spell my name the way it actually is spelled.
Well, remember that was one of the first things I asked
you. Indeed, exactly.
Is it L-I-L or L-I-L-L?
It's L-I-L-L-I with no E. And I never bothered to buy the domain name Lily with an E, Lewis.com, because I thought that would be too confusing. So instead, I became the folk rock diva, and that's how you find me.
Folk rock diva.
Indeed.
Cool. Lily, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. You sound great today.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your time here in Pensacola.
You know I will.
Thanks for listening to Acoustic Interlude Sessions. Our guest today has been Lily Lewis. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.